Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. This month marks the 20th anniversary of the decision by former British Chancellor of the Exchequer, Gordon Brown, to sell the majority of the British government's gold reserves, a process that took 2 years. At the time, we predicted that this action would be a fiasco. History has proved us correct. The Bank of England converted most of its ounces of gold in their reserves into British pounds. At the end of May 1999, the pound was worth about $1.61 US. Today, the pound is worth just under $1.31, so the assets received from the gold sales have lost almost 19% in value. On the other side, the Bank of England realized an average price for the gold it sold of $250 to $270 per ounce. The average gold price since the end of its gold sales in 2001 has been almost $1,000 and is around $1,300 right now. This is a price increase of around 400%, ignoring the impact of inflation of the money supply. In other words, the British gave up assets that soared in value to obtain assets that declined in price. There was a major indicator that the British gold sales were done for purposes of suppressing gold prices rather than for any legitimate financial purposes. That sign was the manner in which the Bank of England sold the gold. It announced large quantity sales in advance to be sold on individual specific days. This guaranteed that the gold would be sold for the lowest possible price. The Swiss Central Bank also sold about half of its gold reserves over a time period that partly overlapped the British sales. At the time, the Swiss had about $4 worth of gold reserves for every dollar worth of its outstanding Swiss currency. It maximized the gold selling price by quietly spreading out sales into small quantities at a time and not announcing that the sales had occurred until well afterwards. Come back Friday for more details on the Bank of England gold sale fiasco here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.